Usually in the humanitarian, they do use the Washington Group questionnaire, which is supposedly the self-perceived disability assessment, but that shouldn't be taken by granted that it to be, you know, someone is having disability in hearing or mobility. It should be about the second point that you mentioned. It's part of it. It's not the whole package. It has to be about the service, about the accessibility, about the community, because some of the sort of the disability that we are used to, it is actually created rather than it is perceived. It's because of the lack of the access. It's because of the law and the rules that are in the community, because of the stigmatization, because of the discrimination. So all of that also lead to the disability. There are tools being used, but those tools cannot be taken alone just for the labeling.